my Hanukkah, these famous two words found in Masechet Shabbos ask the question, as Rashi puts it, Al Eizen Nes Kavua. For what reason did we establish this holiday of Hanukkah? What was the miracle that we should have this particular holiday celebrated for all future generations? And the Gemara gives the reason, as we're all familiar, that they entered into the Beit HaMikdash, L'matzu el pach echad shel shemen, that they were only able to find one single flask of oil, and that oil was only enough to burn only for Yom Echad, for one day. Nasibone says the Gemara, a miracle happened, bedliku mimenu shmoni yomim, that it burned for the period of 8 days. It's clear, based on the Gemara, the miracle, apparently the reason why we celebrate Hanukkah, is due to the oil. The difficulty with this is the Shmone Esrei, the Tefillah, which we just said. If we look at the paragraph of Al Hanisim, the paragraph of the miracles that happened to the Jewish people, what was the miracle that is said in this lengthy paragraph about Hanukkah? That it was Giborim Biyad Chaloshim, that there were strong, powerful Yevanim, the Syrian Greeks. Nonetheless, they were defeated by the hands of the weak, by the Jewish people. Rabim Biyad Matim, that there were so many, they were much greater than we in number. Yet, miraculously, we also were able to be victorious over them, despite our smaller number. It's clear, based on our tefillah, when we pray to Hashem and thank Him, what are we thanking Him for? What is this Al Hanisim but an acknowledgement for the miraculous military victory? Asks the Maral, which one is it? Are we acknowledging the war and not the oil, as we find in the Shemoneh Esrei? Or, as the Talmud clearly says, is it the oil? Is that the reason for the miracle of the oil that we now celebrate? We celebrate Hanukkah. Which one is it? Is it the victory, or is it the miracle of the oil? The answer to this question of the Maral can be found in this week's Parsha. We find that Paro has two dreams. A dream about cows devouring, swallowing up other cows. And a similar dream, but this time with ears of grain. It's interesting to note that he had two dreams, but those two dreams were only to convey a single message. Yosef also had two dreams in last week's Parsha. And again, those two dreams, the same purpose, the same meaning. Why is it necessary to have two dreams for the same message? To answer this question, we cannot look at Paro the dreamer or Yosef the dreamer, but rather the original person who was engaged, involved in dreams, namely Yaakov Avinu. We're all familiar with this vision, this unbelievable ladder that reached to the sky. V'yachalom, that he dreamt v'hini sulam mutza arza v'rosho magia shemaima. What's the significance of this ladder that was in the ground and went all the way up to the Shemayim, to the sky? What symbolism is this ladder? And I believe the symbolism is that it's coming to tell us a very important message of God's involvement in this world. See, what occurs down here on earth is directly connected to God's hand, Hashem's direct relationship with our world, with us as human beings. That we should not think that the blessings that were bestowed upon us are merely due to us and just random occurrences. Rather, HaKol Bidi Shemayim, Chutz L'Yir Shemayim. The reason why we were given these God-given talents is so that we can reach our potential and to be part of God's master plan. But the significance of this ladder is a connection, the heavens and the earth, to say that God is involved, that God does intervene, and it's not always about me. It's not us and our power and our strength and our glory. I believe this is why Yosef also, like Paro, had two dreams. The first dream, the Torah tells us, Anachnu ma'almim malumim b'soch ha'sada, referring to sheaves that were found in the field. The sheaves and him were firmly in the ground of the field. The purpose of this first dream was to show Yosef that yes, your brothers will bow down to you one day. But this dream alone could have led Yosef to possibly believe that it was his greatness, his own achievements, which caused his brothers to bow down to him. But then he had a second dream. A dream about the sun, the moon, the kochavim, the stars, up in the sky in the Shemayim. And then and only then Yosef realized, you know, it's true. My brothers will bow down to me one day. But it's not me. It's because God gave me this opportunity. It's God's direct connection in this world that caused things to happen. And that I should not feel that it's only me and my strengths and my greatness. And this message that Yosef had, he now understood and was able to then teach others that it was God's hashkacha pratit, direct relationship and divine providence between ourselves and himself and God, with man on earth and God in the heavens. So when Yosef was speaking to Paro in our parsha, he said, you know, the significance of your two dreams. I remember I also had two dreams. And the purpose of my two dreams was to connect heaven and earth. The reason why these things will happen to you, they're not just freak random occurrences. But God has a direct connection, a direct relationship in your life, Paro, in your country, and yes, also in the entire world. We find that this was the essence of Yosef. Ultimately, when he later reveals himself to his brothers, and they feel terrible, because they realize the pain, the anguish, and suffering, not only did they cause their father, but to Yosef himself, that he was sold. And Yosef unbelievably answers them, V'yishlacheni Elokim lefneichem, l'asum lachem sheris ba'aretz, l'hachios lachem lefleita gedola. Thus God has sent me ahead of you to ensure your survival in the land and to sustain you for a momentous deliverance. What Yosef is saying is that it's true. You shouldn't have sold me. It was wrong. But you have to understand, it wasn't just a random occurrence. This was already programmed. A master plan of God that this would happen. And that something good would come of it. See, God has a master plan for us all. And this is the reason Yosef says, I am now in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, as viceroy. This message is truly the essence of Hanukkah and the answer the Maral gives. The Maral points out that we won the war against the Avon and the Syrian Greeks, true, but explains the Maral that if you were there at that war, you may have thought, you know, I remember every single battle, every day. And you know why I won? I was smarter. We were able to sneak up upon our enemies, take their weapons. We're more talented in our strategies. It's me. It's my army. It's my strength. And then you entered into the Beis HaMikdash. And you found a little bit of oil. And that oil burned and burned and burned for 8 days. And then at that moment they realized. They realized the miracle of the oil was to enlighten them, to reveal to them the miracle of the war. Once they saw that there was no possible way that this oil could have burned, except for the fact that God's hand was directly involved, they said, you know what? Now I understand. The only way that we could have possibly have won this war also was because God was directly involved in the war in that too. And therefore we can maybe understand when the Gemara says that Hanukkah was instituted because of the miracle of the oil, that's true. Because if it wasn't for the miracle of the oil, then we would never have realized that the war was miraculous either. Came the miracle of the oil, and then we then realized only now that the war was a nace. And then we can understand that the whole purpose, the only reason why the oil needed to burn for 8 days was to acknowledge that the war was a miracle. But if somehow we would have been able to figure that out on our own, then the miracle of the oil would have been not necessary. In fact, many of the Mefarshim don't understand why we needed to use this oil, why it needed to burn only pure oil. After all, there's a concept that Tumahutu Besibura, the whole idea of the miracle seemed completely unnecessary. But it was to teach the Jewish people that we're involved and God is there watching and assisting. And therefore in the Shemoneh Esrei, for us to acknowledge a miracle of oil which should only last for 1 day to burn for 8 days, that's obvious. That's an easy miracle to acknowledge and to see. And that's precisely why we do not say it in the Shemoneh Esrei. We only say in the Shemoneh Esrei the miracle of the war. Even a time where it looks like we're the ones that are winning it all on our own, it's not us. It's God. It's Al HaNisim. It's a miracle. And as the Mefarshim explained the difference between the dreidel and the grogger, that on Purim, the handle of the grogger that makes noise is on the bottom. For when it comes to Purim, the perception is clear that it was man. But when it comes to Hanukkah, the dreidel, the top, the spinner, is on the top. As though to say God's hand is directly involved every step of the way, and it's obvious. But it's not just obvious, and it shouldn't only be obvious when it comes to the miracle of the oil. But God's hand was also directly involved in the war as well. We recite every night of Hanukkah the bracha of She'asa Nisim Lavoseinu, the miracle that God performed Bayomim Haheim Bazman Hazeh. When we light our Chanukiah, it's not just a commemoration of what happened thousands of years ago, but rather we must acknowledge and open our eyes that these miracles are happening Bizman Hazeh to this very moment on this day. If you take a map and you see a little dot in the middle of the map, you'll realize that that's a place called Israel. And how miraculous that a Jewish country could be in the midst of everything else around it, somehow survive. And all one needs to do is to study the various wars and what goes on a daily basis in Eretz Israel. Can it be anything but miraculous? God's hand was not just involved when it came to the days of Hanukkah. God's hand is here now. And as I said, we need to look and to see that ladder connecting the earth to the heavens, ourselves and Hashem. For God is directly involved in everything. We must not take the credit. After all, as it says in our Haftorah, that it's lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach. Truly, it's not through their armies, and it's not through our physical might. Ki'im baruchi, Amar Hashem, but only through God's spirit and intervention. Good Shabbos.